last week on the Dice of Thunder podcast.
You cast the whistling command to get Sadako to return to your finger, and it does not come back.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
We must fear for the worst.
Poor little guy.
It's too soon, Danairu.
You notice a ripple in the water ahead of you around the corner. Large-sized skeletal crocodile.
My gosh.
And I need you to roll for initiative.
A clockwork?
No, it's bones.
Yeah, it's like all bones. Interesting. With a chain around his neck.
I don't like this.
With a natty one, I'm going to use a hero point.
Okay.
Nice.
Reroll to overdrive.
Come on.
I got 18, so 37 total.
Oh, there we go.
Ooh. Isn't that a crit?
That is 27. That is one over a crit.
Yay.
Heck yeah. So I get plus 6.
Oh, crit.
Here's something that you don't want to know. I rolled a 36 to hit Varg. Oh.
Shut up!
Oh, dang.
That's critical damage.
Yes, it is.
And then for its last attack, natty 20.
Oh,
shut
my
your mouth.
Goodness.
Dang.
38 damage.
35 to hit.
Ooh.
That is a critical success against Skeletal Hulk 2.
Yeah.
Oh, so
70 damage to Crocodile 2.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh. Good job, Renee.
Scrape your butt.
Which eats an action.
Yeah.
Wow, that was great.
That could not have been more perfect.
That was great.
Well, when you guys sing songs, I know.
There we go.
He takes a persistent vitality damage.
Oh, that's right.
9.
Ooh.
Wow. Okay. Well, describe your turn, Kairos.
That's super jerky.
Varg's got how many hit points?
17.
17. All right. If I roll a couple crit hits here, I can just outright kill him. The Shumfalo 5... continue on in their adventure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Find out what happens next week, Thunder Buddies.
And now, a new episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast. And I have a question for the group here today. If you were going to make a video game, what would it be about? Starting with Brittany.
Why do you put me on the spot like this?
Because
I don't know.
It's great.
Come back to me.
Come back to you?
I pass. Right. My turn.
Greg, I know you've thought about this your entire life.
My whole life.
So you can go next.
Okay. This is the game I would create.
Lay it on me.
An actual NBA Jam remake with all the actual Space Jam characters.
VR?
VR. Well, that's just like the medium at which. I want you to be able to play it on console too, but sure. Definitely VR. But you could be the Monstars.
I love your idea.
Yeah, that's what I do.
LeBron, is he in this game?
No.
Who?
MJ. Thank you. Original MJ, Space Jam. Right? I'm not going to say no Space Jam 2. Space Jam 1.
Charles Barkley was in the original Space Jam.
He was. So was Bill Murray.
And Larry Bird.
And he's going to be a playable character in this game. Bill Murray.
Hi, Charles Barkley. Pass the ball, dummy.
Please continue, Duvall.
Pretty good.
Sounds like Charles Barkley.
Not Charles Barkley.
See, terrible.
Man, that's terrible.
So my video game would be about an entrepreneur.
Named Charles Barkley.
This entrepreneur would have a bike and a paper route, and he would drive down the street. Ride on the street on his bike, and you have to try to land the paper on.
So, Paperboy?
Well, I was going to say, it's Paperboy.
No, this is different.
This sounds completely different.
This is different.
What, Newsweek, man?
Hey, let him go.
So, you throw, and then
What's a newspaper?
It's exactly. It's a periodical that comes out sometimes daily. And dogs would come out. There'll be like hazards in the street.
Oh.
Yeah, you only need like 3 buttons to play this game.
Sounds dangerous,
Paperboy.
Though.
Yeah, Paperboy.
No.
You should play Paperboy.
You should play Paperboy. You would
Did you know that there was a Paperboy 2? Like, why? Why did you need to do that again?
Hey, someone's got to deliver those papers.
Again?
The news never stops.
This isn't about a boy. This is about an entrepreneur. It's
there you go.
Paper Man.
Yeah, the second one's called Paper Man.
No, this one's going to be called Paper Person.
Paper Person.
I dig it.
That's more inclusive.
Right.
I appreciate that.
It's terrible.
I still can't believe they made a second Battletoads game when no one has beat the first one. So,
No one's beat the first one? I mean, it's hard.
It's impossible.
I've never beat it.
You played it, though.
Of course.
Yeah. What in about, the era of Paperboy and hard games like that.
Pitfall, the original Pitfall.
I don't think that's possible either.
No, I don't think it's. Yeah. I actually don't think it's possible. I never looked up to see if anybody's done it.
There's probably some kid out there who speed ran it in like 7 minutes.
How? That by, is just impossible.
It has to be by cheating the game.
Game Genie.
That's right. That? Speed running. Yeah. I'll say it. Speed running is dumb.
Speed running. Say more. What are you talking
Hot
about?
Okay. Take. I speed agree.
Runners, they, speedrunners exploit the game to break it in a way so that they speed past different enemies or obstacles and get to different parts of the world.
You have to talk about categories, though. Because there's a category of speedrunner who breaks the game, and there's a category of speedrunners who don't. They say playing by using all of the rules in the game and normal. Because I've watched some speedrunners of games, and they're skipping whole, like half the speedrunner,
like the speedrunners for Mario. Those dudes are impressive.
No. They're playing legit.
You know who's impressive is the speedrunner for Breath of the Wild. The speedrunners for Breath of the Wild are the ones that impress me. Because they literally fly, using the in-game mechanics, fly over the wall
that's
and fight
the game,
Ganondorf.
Though.
It's right. Not breaking the game.
That's game breaking.
That's playing it in a way it wasn't meant to be played.
Does the game allow you to do it?
Yes.
No, you break the game to do it.
You have to stand on a...
Then,
it's
yes.
not broken.
Do
you
it.
Have to stand on a specific point. You have to jump over the wall at the specific point.
Yeah.
You have to glide in at the specific angle. All of this stuff has to line up. I think the wind even has to be blowing in the right direction or something. And then you have to fight Ganon and beat him without any upgraded equipment.
That's how
so it is a skill-based thing.
And it's still in a category
impressive.
Of you're doing something that wasn't intended in the game.
What's your video game, Mr. I Hate This?
Speedrunning is not intended in any game.
Just to play it fast? Totally.
Not for like world record. Anyway, this is getting
world
heated.
World record's crazy.
This is getting heated.
I have two ideas for
okay.
it.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Two.
Okay.
Interject.
Number one. A world building game, but it's like you have to build a world's fair with the technology back in the day.
That's
a world's fair?
Really
yeah.
cool. Like a city builder.
Like a city builder style?
Yeah.
Cool.
So it's like an era, like goes through the eras or whatever?
Yeah, for each world's
That's
fair is
cool.
a different city, different time period.
Instead of Roller Coaster Tycoon?
Yeah. The other one?
World's Fair Tycoon.
Scary Bigfoot finding thing.
Heck yes.
Like... Jump scare. Look for Bigfoot.
Like Alien.
But also I'm educational. Like there's little, you know.
Like Alien Isolation formula, but with Bigfoot. I'm there for
That's
it.
That's scary. I watch a lot of people. I watch people play a lot of scary games that are like games no one's ever heard of. And it's the funniest thing on the planet
it
to
is.
Watch. So that would be a great game.
It's fun to watch
like,
other people play
100%.
Scary games, not actually.
Lethal Company. Have you ever heard of this?
I have heard of that.
We should play Lethal Company and like. All five of us together and stream it for our Thunder Buddies.
I would just have my eyes closed all the time.
I want to play Dead by Daylight and have watch Scott play it.
The four of us? I've played Dead by Daylight.
I have too.
It's singularly frustrating
but it's not
experience.
Fun by yourself.
I play games with the music is like E flat or higher. Like there's nothing dramatic about it. Mm. I just downloaded Mega Man 10.
Nice. Ooh, another frustratingly hard game.
No, this is a reboot.
Oh.
All in Japanese. It is amazing.
But you should work on the speedrun world record for it.
you really can't because it's like, you can't. It's a platform. Once you get to the end, you're kind of...
I've played Mega Man.
You haven't played this one.
Because I don't speak Japanese.
Well, no, you don't. But that's
still
not why
Mega Man 10, though, right?
No,
Mega Man X?
It's actually Mega Man X.
Yeah. So it's a different game than Mega Man X.
It's a different Mega Man. Yes,
Mega Man
different.
XX? Mega Man Dos Equis.
Dos Equis.
it's on Steam, so it's awesome.
Okay.
Well, I also have two games. One is it's set in the world of Pokemon, except
What's a Pokemon?
It's in the style of State of Decay. And the zombies are zombie Pokemon.
Ooh.
And you're a human survivor.
It's like a Pal World mod.
Take it back.
Sure.
Yeah.
I send it back.
You don't like that?
Fare thee well.
The other
idea.
One.
Have fun with that game.
The other one is a simulation game, a simulator, where you play as Batman's butler, Alfred, and you just clean his mansion and help him be
Hold
Batman.
On.
Like Power Wash Simulator.
But
so
this actually sounds
though.
Awesome, though.
Chablis!
Batcave Simulator. But you're Alfred. You don't get to play Batman.
Simulator.
You're just Alfred.
And Batman does well based on the quality of the vichyssoise you serve him before.
Yes, absolutely.
And how well you,
wow.
you clean his soup
what
before you
vichyssoise?
Give it back.
It's
yeah.
if you don't
soup.
Oh.
If you don't bring him coffee on time, he's not awake to fight crime. And,
yeah, yeah.
And the world crumbles. Like everything,
or, I love it.
People don't give enough credit to Alfred and
no, they don't.
How much hinges on him.
Maybe he falls asleep in his board meetings when he's Bruce Wayne.
I mean,
so and then you lose money and then you can't buy gear.
If you fall behind, if Alfred falls behind in his chores, Bruce Wayne's going to go to a business meeting in a dirty suit.
You can't have that.
Butlers don't have chores.
You're going to have Dick Grayson out there making decisions. You can't have that.
Nope. Oh, man. Yeah, you bring in the kid. That's a whole nother layer of confusion.
Jason Todd shows up.
That's the expansion.
Alfred's not on top of his.
No, the expansion is Damien comes to live at the mansion. And then, but Bruce is gone all the time, the so you're Bruce. Raising the son. Yeah.
And you have this like horrible little your, assassin running around constantly trying to kill you.
I want to play this game.
This sounds amazing. This sounds amazing.
Oh man, those are all really great ideas.
Investors, call us.
Yeah,
I own the rights to Paperboy, so we can make that happen.
And you're calling it Paperboy now, huh?
I'm gonna call it Periodical Man.
Periodical Delivery Man.
I got Bill Murray on retainer right now, so let's go.
William? What kind of cold soup?
Vichyssoise.
What kind of soup is it?
It's a cold soup.
It's fishy.
I just remember that line from, from Batman. Remember when Alfred serves Batman soup and he goes, "Oh, it's cold." It's a vichyssoise, so it's supposed to be cold.
It's a
classic line.
Batman and Robin?
No, it was Keaton.
That's the Keaton Batman.
I can't remember if it was one or two because I haven't seen them in a long time.
I feel like it was one.
Those movies did not age well.
No. Keaton is the best.
They
absolutely aged well.
What are you talking about?
They absolutely aged well.
The first Batman? Okay.
You the lost.
No. But the one with Catwoman and the Penguin.
Get out of here.
No.
Shut your mouth.
And the Penguin?
What happened? We were on a trip a couple years ago. We tried to sit down and watch that as a family.
You can't watch that Batman movie 2 as a family.
With my daughter. Not like a little kid. She was 19. And it was like, holy smokes, this is super awkward.
Get out of here. That movie's incredible.
Go watch it.
That's a really good one.
Go watch it with your daughter and tell me what your wife thinks.
None of them aged well. But Danny DeVito, best
when he takes off his clothes and he's all dirty.
Danny DeVito.
He should have got an Oscar for that movie.
He should
definitely should have.
I said that. I think I told Jordan this. He makes a great Penguin, but not such a great Oswald Cobblepot. That's my argument.
His teeth are green in that movie.
Damn. And he's eating raw fish.
I love that movie because they leaned so far into the comic book feel.
So great.
It was fantastic.
I'm not disputing my love for the movie.
That scene in Central Park.
But it did not age well.
So good.
I don't think any of them aged well.
I guess I got to go watch it now. Well, the ones that have Arnold Schwarzenegger in them, those are just bad.
Batman
and
Robin.
Clooney.
Yeah, Clooney. Ugh.
Batman and Robin.
This is bad.
Batman Forever is actually good.
That's Christian Bale.
Say it.
Who's that? That's the
Batman Forever is with Val Kilmer.
Oh, I didn't see those.
Val Kilmer was good.
Mm-hmm.
But Jim Carrey and Tommy Lee Jones were
miscast.
Nigh unwatchable.
It was pretty weird.
Hey, Jim. Yeah.
Well, he's the Riddler.
Tell you a riddle.
Yeah, but the Riddler, Riddler's supposed to be a very intelligent person and not like an ADHD kid.
Deranged. Yeah.
Wow. Hi, listeners.
That's just who the character
is.
Make
sure you edit that part out.
Pull up your Ritalin. We got a good show for you today.
Definitely not going to edit that out.
Ritalin?
ADHD.
What?
Riddlerin.
He's the Riddler.
So now I have to leave.
Come on. Come on, bats. Got to get my fix.
So who's the best Batman?
Oh, okay.
Don't say you say it.
I'll say it.
Say it.
Robert Pattinson.
I'm going to almost agree with you until we go back to the first Batman and you got Michael Keaton.
Michael
Patterson second.
Michael Keaton's incredible and a phenomenal actor.
End of sentence.
But Robert Pattinson's portrayal of Batman was
better.
Superior.
And his name is Patterson. And the only reason
I don't know, I never saw Twilight.
Pretty sure it's Pattinson.
The only reason why I kind of don't want to punch him in the face now is because of Batman. But when he was running up the side of a hill, I got to show you like what the sun does to my face. He starts shining like a cubic zirconia.
What are you talking about?
This is stupid.
Twilight.
This is dumb.
What he's talking about is the greatest moment in modern romance cinema ever.
Right. Sure.
Where he finally got to reveal his true self to the woman he loved. Come on.
I'm a diamond.
All of you peacocks sitting at this table would love to be able to do that. No,
we have
to keep our feathers.
I've never seen a minute of a Twilight film.
You haven't missed a minute.
Yeah.
I'll say something controversial.
Do it.
Don't.
Ben Affleck was a great Batman. I'll say it.
He was a great
Bruce Wayne too.
Was he a great Daredevil as well?
He was a great
No, he wasn't.
He was a great Bruce Wayne. he was not a good Batman.
He was a great Batman.
Batman doesn't kill people, and he killed a lot of people.
That, it depends on what kind
of book. There is one line Batman doesn't cross.
I agree with you.
Bad movies.
I agree with you.
What you just said is morally offensive. That is not okay. Oh my gosh, I can't believe you said that. He's the worst at everything. The best thing he does, the best thing he does is Dunkin' Donuts
commercials.
Yeah, I can't even say I'm so mad.
What a loser.
Got my stutter engine acting up.
What a loser with his $20 million Dunkin' contract. A complete moron, right?
No, I was talking about Duvall.
Oh, that makes sense.
Ben Affleck.
Well, that's a lot of fun. After 107 episodes, we're finally getting to know each other.
Hey.
Chatting, having a good time.
Having a good time.
I feel like you guys don't want to know me anymore.
I feel like I didn't know you.
After all that.
I'm out.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're someone I thought I knew. Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, we know the Shum Follow Five in real life, but the Shum Follow Five in fantasy life are in a different situation. They're not thinking about video games. They're thinking about the fact that they just fought three giant bone alligators in the bottom of a sewer of a power plant.
Yeah, skelligators.
Which is a weird sentence, right? Like just, oh, I was at the power plant today and it got attacked by a necromancer and a bunch of skeleton alligators.
Bone gators.
Oh, bone gator got in the yard again.
Hot diggity dog.
No, it ain't the dog. That's the problem.
Oh, no.
Yeah, little shoe's gone.
Not diggity dog.
I told that dang dog to stay out of the yard when the gator's out. Wouldn't listen.
It's offensive, but I love it.
Yeah.
Varg ended that fight unconscious, but
like
stable.
Like a hero.
Yep. His vitality damage taking out the last gator. And in between episodes, Thunder Buddies, we healed the Shum Follow 5 all the way up to full, except Darnayru is missing 4 hit points. Varg was the recipient of a couple heal spells from Luton, one big one from Duvall.
Tadao.
From Kairos, and a treat wounds also. So he's no longer wounded. He's full hit points. And there's, you know, this sewer now full of crushed bones. It's more of like a drainage tunnel than a sewer. Sewer implies something else, but anyway.
This is clean water.
Yeah. It's river water that rushes in here. There is a door at the south end that is a locked and sealed, enclosed, you know, thick iron door that you know from the instructions on the control panel upstairs. If you open that door, these tunnels would flood immediately with the river water. The cistern behind you guys would fill up all the way, and this is part of the control mechanism that is used to bring water in and out of the Hydroforge power plant.
This is what we shut to make it drain?
Yeah, all these pumps and pipes everywhere and gears and stuff that you guys can see, that's what activated to drain everything out. And opening that door, while possible, would immediately flood this entire space and likely kill everyone except Luton.
So it'd get super excited. And me, because I can swim underwater.
And me, because I can fly.
Everybody can swim underwater. You have that fish gill suit.
Yeah.
That's right.
How does Darnayru feel about all this water?
My kitty paws being wet is very frustrating.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's padding around in kind of like a 6-inch puddle everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks. Well, there's a... one last member of the Shum Follow 5 who's unaccounted for right now, and that would be the creepy little ring that lives on Varg's pinky finger.
Sadako, where did he go?
I would need a perception check to try to find Sadako, because he did not come back with a report of what was going on in these tunnels.
Hey, well, Varg is in search. I roll a 3. 15 total.
All right, Kairos?
Yeah, I'll do that.
You're the only one who can.
Help me, guys.
So you guys are back in exploration
mode. He's so little, and he's scared and alone.
How's a 38?
38
is fine. I'm sorry.
Well, a 38 would be good. A 33 is good. And you are able to find the crushed and demolished body of Sadako.
No!
You have a receipt?
Who fell victim to the thrashings of a bone crocodile.
The warranty didn't cover accidental damage.
But... Varg is an inventor.
Yeah.
Well, you can fix it.
So you might be able to fix it. We can roll some crafting checks in downtime mode.
Don't worry, little guy. Hang in there. I'll fix you.
But for now, Sadako's method of turning into a clockwork spy has been destroyed.
Dang, son.
Beyond repair. Well, not beyond repair. It does have the broken condition and cannot be used.
Please stop talking. Can we take a minute? and just
do we need to have a moment, moment of silence?
Silence. Thank you.
It's a friggin' ring.
Greg?
So sad.
In the dark hotel room.
Oh, I didn't know he's Scottish. That's cool.
Oh my gosh.
And hard cut. So you are now left with one option to exit this place. At the far eastern end of the tunnels, there is a door, a diagonal wall precariously positioned in front of you.
So are we underwater or no? Because we did drain the tunnels.
Yes, the tunnels are drained.
With Duval's perception check, were we able to tell if Sadako was crushed by the Skelligators?
Yeah, it's 100%.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, oh, I didn't catch that part. Okay, no, thank you.
I rolled a perception check using the Bone Hulk perception value. They saw the Clockwork Spy, okay. Smashed it.
Cool.
And that's what happened.
Did they Hulk smash it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So we have one door.
We have one door. What would you like to do?
Go in the room.
Can we perceive? Let's do a perception check in the room.
So this door is shut that you guys are heading up to. Roll a perception check.
Yeah, check the door.
Duval, and Jordan.
Was it made by those who are dead?
The way is shut.
25 total.
Remind me, I'm still able to check this door even though I'm fatigued, right? I just can't search.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Just want to be sure. I rolled a 16 total.
The fatigue condition didn't go away?
Not till I rest.
Oh.
It says that he can't take exploration activities, like exploration mode activities. Isn't that what that says? Oh, yeah, you can't search at all.
Right.
That's correct.
But I'm just looking at a door.
And there it is. You see it clearly. And what did Kairos get for his perception value?
I'm 25.
The door is not trapped and is not locked.
Let's do it. Varg opens the door.
Varg opens the door.
He does it angrily because he's still upset about Sadako.
Okay.
Kill my friend. You got a stupid door.
Don't worry. Anger is just a masking emotion for pain.
It's too soon. I can't take this advice, Darnayru.
Are these gears moving?
These gears are moving, and the gears, Gale, that they see are an impossibly complex array of gears and cogs that fill a cramped space. The top layer of cogs are mostly horizontal, creating a patchwork floor of rotating wheels. A number of large vertical gears also jut from the floor, creating a series of dangerous obstacles that obscure portions of the room. And I would like Darnayru to roll an unprompted Alkenstar lore check, please.
That I can do. 32.
This clockwork does not match anything that you know or understand about the city of Alkenstar.
This does not match the city of Alkenstar. What does that? Do we know when it was put in here?
I need an Arcana check from Kairos.
Yeah, I can do that. Natty 20.
Natty 20.
Yeah, baby.
Dang.
Outstanding.
Real dice, baby.
I love a lore roll that comes up with a natty 20, because I'm going to give you a lot of information.
I can't wait. So okay. Excited. Periodical.
The undercogs, as it is known.
Ooh.
Upon very close inspection, you recognize arcane writing etched along all of the runes, indicating that they were manufactured not by forge, hammer, and anvil, but through magical method.
What?
Okay.
And not in the mana wastes, but in Nex.
Okay.
And what Kairos uncovers after looking very hard and very close at all of these gears and everything like that is that these are the ruins of an ancient 10,000-year-old Nexian tower.
What?
And on top of these ruins was built the Hydro Forge.
Oh,
wow. What?
But they're still moving.
Yes.
Do they have still a purpose?
Perhaps that.
I rolled a 38, bro. So
yeah, you know where they came from, but you rolled a 38 in Arcana. And you know they were magically crafted, okay. And you know that it was a Nexian tower, but you are not an engineer.
So Ibrium's got some old school motivation for wanting to be here. Historical motivation. Whoa.
The Hydra Forge was built on top of this tower?
That's the ruins of an old Nexian tower.
So it used to be a Nexian settlement first?
Some sort of Nexian clockwork mechanism that was here.
Long before Alkenstar.
Before Alkenstar.
Do we know the purpose of the cogs that we're looking at right now then?
Nope.
Huh.
Is there any other role? Could I do like a religion
check? You can do a religion check.
Can I do a Nex check?
You can do. You can do. You
crafting?
Still don't have engineering lore, do you? You can
no,
do a crafting check.
25.
Yeah, there is no religious significance here at all. Even to Bri, there is not a reference to Bri at all.
Interesting.
31 crafting.
Whatever's happening here, Varg has the impression that they've repurposed. They, meaning the architects of Alkenstar, have repurposed these old Nexian components into the Hydroforge. So it was reclaimed, rebuilt, and incorporated into the city.
Okay.
I feel like we stumbled into a scene from the Fifth Element.
I like that.
Going back to Duval's amazing Natty 20, the room has a sense of danger about it as these gears are constantly, they're not too fast, but you realize that moving through here, the entire room would have to be treated as difficult terrain.
Oh.
But if you want to move at full speed, you probably could do that. It just would require a successful acrobatics check to move at full speed, free as part of your movement.
Can I check the room for an off switch?
So for the speed, are we talking the windmill before or after the Song of Storms is played?
I don't get that reference.
Come on, Ocarina of Time, Zelda?
I mean, it's been a long time.
Rough terrain is for the ground, right?
Yes, that is correct. Mr. Fly spell in his back pocket. Luton is not restricted by this because she's always flying. You also realize that should you move at full speed, you would be taking on an extra layer of danger. And if you fail that acrobatics check to move at full speed, there are consequences
of, I don't like this.
Of the grindy, crunchy type.
Grindy, crunchy type. Gross.
Is, would urban terrain lore be helpful?
No, it would not. Okay. I'm sorry.
Come on, Brittany.
I got nothing.
No, I'm just kidding. Varg would like to move across.
And as he gets about 10 steps in, I need the Shumfall of 5 to roll for initiative. As several...
I knew there was going to be a fight in here.
Several more chemical zombies have been positioned behind some of the vertical gears in this space and are now activated by Bark's presence. Luton, what'd you get?
22.
All right, Kairos.
18.
Ooh,
that's rough.
Rolling high, baby.
Rolling real dice?
Every day, all day.
Darnayru.
32.
Nice. Also rolling real dice.
Yep.
And last but not least, Kal-El. Ah, just kidding, Bark.
20.
Still mourning the loss of his
precious,
precious pinky ring.
Thrown off.
Completely thrown off of his game. Will say something maybe to Darnayru like,
he's dead, guys, in here.
And he's already angry, so he's obviously raging.
In a huff.
He's obviously raging.
You see two chemical zombies on the opposite side of the room from Varg. And Gale, just to picture it in your mind, of course, we want you to picture it in your mind. The room is 30 feet left to right and 25 feet top to bottom for the most part. So that's 6 squares wide by 5 squares tall. And then it extends around the corner from where Varg is down a 40-foot or 8-square-long hallway that is 15 feet across. So the top half is 6 squares across. The bottom half is 14 squares across as that hallway opens up and then continues on into the final room of the tin-wound Hydroforge, the pump room. We start combat with Darnayru.
Hey, it's me. Darnayru is going to move 5, 10 feet into the room, so he's a clear view of the zombie on the far wall to the east, and I'm going to cast Phase Bolt.
Phase Bolt.
19, how's that do?
A 19.
They are unfazed.
Yeah, basically.
That is a miss.
All right, and that is my whole turn. I moved and 2 action cast horrible natty 2 that I rolled.
Chemical zombies are immune to mental damage.
Yeah.
Luton
fire
pulling,
damage.
Pulling some meta knowledge off the top of her dome. Speaking freely, which is an allowable action. She may do this.
Hey, guys, remember?
Yeah. Remember literally like 20 minutes ago when we fought some of these things?
Same exact things?
I remember.
Those are some sour member berries. Yeah. That is Darnayru's turn. It is time for a zombie, and Varg and Darnayru hear coming from below the gearworks a moaning, groaning... as a zombie pulls itself up through the gearworks.
Awesome.
And is torn to shreds in the process, but not completely. as it takes a decent amount of damage climbing through the gearworks.
Hello, puppet.
How deep is this tower below us? I'm like zombies coming up all day.
It's a big old tower.
That was its first action, and for a second action is going to walk across the gears and get right in Varg's face. That is the end of my turn with that zombie.
Oh, you smell so bad!
One of the zombies that was visible at the beginning of the round will take its turn.
Oof. Oh, yes, please.
Moving 15 feet in difficult terrain, which is actually a 30-foot move, counting as one action, and will strike at Varg with its fist with a 25 to hit Varg.
Dang it!
Is that your AC exactly or something?
Yes, it is.
I'm sorry.
Or something.
Zombie punch!
10 damage, and I need a fortitude save.
34.
You are fine as the sulfuric acid sloshes off the zombie's body and onto Varg's. You're not blinded, but you are on fire, covered with persistent fire damage.
Okay.
That brings us to Luton.
Varg, back up.
Luton's way out in the back, 15 feet away from the door still, in the tunnels.
Luton also remembers that these guys blow up when they die.
I forgot that.
Unless we get them wet. So, time for a water spell.
Ooh.
Before they die, if they become wet from a spell, then
they don't explode.
They don't explode, right? Okay.
That is correct. Right. Hero point for Luton.
Yay!
Yeah.
Thank you. You look very nice today.
For her heroic memory.
See, I'm doing...
It's so okay. I know that's not true.
Come to the school of Duval.
Just celebrate your win. Take the dub.
Learn to run game. The dub.
Learn to run game on the GM.
I'm giving you positive reinforcement. So
I dig it.
There's more hero points in the future, you see.
Well, I just looked and saw that you had 0 of 3, and you definitely need one, and you earned it.
Jeez, get a room.
Wall of Water is a straight line.
Yes, 5 feet wide and up to 60 feet long, and unfortunately you cannot curve it.
Trying to be like Angelina Jolie and Wanted.
With a wall of water.
Yeah. But with water.
Decent movie.
I actually want to, the other day, I want to watch
that. You
know
who's not in that movie and what makes it great? Ben Affleck is not in that movie. And it makes that movie great.
He would have ruined it.
Yeah, he would have trashed all over that
movie.
You know
who is? McAvoy, right. Though.
Yeah.
Skinny Mac.
Skinny Mac. Little Mac.
Little Mac. Oh, I love Little Mac.
Little Mac.
Luton would like to cast Spout.
Okay.
It's a 30-foot range, and it's a 5-foot cube.
Here's the
door, right?
You actually have line of sight on the zombie that rose up out of the gears and is in front of Varg.
Great. So I'd like to cast that.
Okay.
Water Spout.
We've never cast this spell, so you're going to read the spell description for Gil.
I have.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you have.
Yeah.
Then read the spell description for your GM.
All right.
I totally forgot what it does.
Water blasts upward, coming out of the ground, rising from a pool, or even manifesting from thin air. Any creatures in the area take 2d4 bludgeoning damage with a basic reflex save.
Wow. Okay. And then they're obviously covered in water.
A creature that critically fails is disoriented by the explosion of water, becoming off guard until the end of your next turn. You can change the spell's area to a 5-foot burst, provided you center the burst in a body of water. I guess I couldn't do that because there's no body of, well.
Not in there.
Not in there, yeah.
Nope. That's okay.
So I just get the 5-foot cube, which is just one creature, right?
Yes.
Okay, so then I'd like to hit the creature right standing right in front of Varg. You have to roll a reflex save.
26, which I think is a failure.
That's a fail.
Yeah.
All right.
That was a high roll, too. Luton.
27.
Yeah.
Was the DC.
That's only 2d4. I think that could... Isn't that a cantrip?
Yeah.
Does it get heightened?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's not 2d4.
It's 3d4.
Okay.
That's what it says when you click the dice.
Heightened plus one.
Is that coming off of the staff?
Well, it's off the staff, yeah.
Then that should heighten all the way up to the staff's level.
Let me click the dice.
I got 6d4 bludgeoning.
Yeah, so do I.
Okay.
64.
Give me that 6d4 bludgeoning. And then I'm, what, prone? I explode. I have to pay double taxes. What happened again? Double taxes. These zombies are going to go broke. Oh, it's off guard.
Off guard.
Until the end of her next turn.
Yeah.
Nice.
To everyone. Oh, you can change the spell's area to a 5-foot burst, provided you center the burst in a body of water.
Yeah. But it's just a cube.
Yeah.
If I don't do
that's
that.
Okay. A 5-foot burst would have gotten both of them.
Well, that wasn't great. 10.
10 damage?
Oh, that's
rough. I got
rough.
4 ones.
And it's off guard. Okay. What would you like to do with your next action? Send it in eat machine?
I am, for some slashing damage.
Okay.
Meow machine.
So Luton commands Kal-El to run up in there. And what does he have to do to not get chewed up by these gears? Anything?
Just move at half his speed while on the gears. So.
Okay. So I just want him to be maybe here.
That would normally be a 30-foot movement.
I forget he has a long reach. I need to keep that in mind.
So he's just on the other side of the door because he has to squeeze through the door and then walk across two squares of gear works and not get chewed up. So that's an extra 15 feet of movement just from the hazardous terrain stuff. And that is exactly what Kal-El does. He moves 35 feet. He is inside the door now next to Varg, next to two zombies. And he has a cat pounce attack that he can still take with his claws.
Cool.
Yes, please.
Do you think there's such a thing as difficult terrain for a jaguar?
No.
It unfortunately, there is. I wish it was something that it would, you know, as a part of the creature, could ignore difficult terrain.
Yeah.
But.
All right. Just wondering.
No, it's a good point.
I imagine it'd be hard to walk through, like, soup or something.
Without wanting to eat it all?
Yeah. Because
you love soup, right?
Vichyssoise. Can you spell Vichyssoise?
It's like V-I-C-H-E and then.
No, already wrong.
S-C-H-W-A-W.
No.
Vicious spa.
Yeah. Vicious spa.
Okay, so Kal-El strikes with his claws at his top map.
V-I-C-H-Y-S-S-O-I-S-E.
Don't cheat.
Vicious spa. You want to know how I typed it into Google?
Yeah, I do, actually.
V-I-C-H-Y, which is correct.
Yeah.
Space, S-W-A.
You should have just asked Alex.
S-W-A?
Swa.
You should have just asked Alex on the Discord.
Sorry, Alex. You know he's like throwing things in his house right now.
Come on! By the way, join our Discord. It's lots of fun.
Yeah, join our Discord. We're having fun in there.
Everybody's
doing it. All our Thunder Buddies are in there. It's great. Uh-huh. Great time. I'm up there all day long, every day.
Kal-El got a 28 to hit.
That is a hit.
Great.
Which zombie was he striking at?
Oh, the one right in front of him.
Okay, that's the one that took a hit at Varg. Got it.
Yep. And then, let's see, that's 2d4 plus 8 slashing. Better than ones, maybe. Okay, so 12 total.
12 total slashing damage. Outstanding.
Meow.
He's a cat.
I'm sorry, 14. Hitting the zombie. 14. And that's his turn, right?
Yes.
Yep.
We know that slashing does extra against the chemical zombies per Luton's meta game establishment.
It's in the notes.
It's in the notes. Take good
Luton
notes.
Luton pulled out her tiny little notepad that she was scribbling notes on.
It's time for a fatigue Varg to take his very angry turn.
Yes.
Who didn't say he was raging at the beginning?
Yes,
he
did.
You did?
Okay. Yeah. Totally.
Very good.
Jeez.
Even that's Ben how Affleck we know. Knew that.
Have a question.
Yeah.
Can you rage while you're fatigued?
Mm. Totes.
If you take this away from me,
do you have to concentrate to be fatigued?
Just
kidding.
Totes.
I'm not taking it away.
No. Oh, I can't rage.
Darn.
Requirements are you aren't fatigued.
Sounds like you're raging.
You sound like you're raging right now. Either that or
raging in real life.
Sugar, 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 sugar.
You know, I'll say only one thing about it. Neener, neener, neener.
Shut your
mouth. Wow. Real mature.
Okay. Well, the first thing I'm going to do is try to overdrive Kinflinzer. I hate your face.
I can't even look at you right now.
19 out of 38. That is a critical success.
You're not
going
to need
overdrive.
To rage. Yeah. He's raging with his brain.
I needed that so bad.
Brain rage. I think I'm so angry right now.
Rolling to hit, I'm going to do a strike on them. Or excuse me, a swipe on them.
Yeah.
27 to hit.
A 27 is a hit against them both.
Yes!
Nice.
26 damage.
Wow.
Nice.
That is monstrous.
Vitality.
No. Oh, yeah, you add.
I mean, no.
You do have vitality damage. That's right. I forget about that.
The whole, all of its vitality or just the plus?
No, just the plus 1d6 vitality persistent damage. But that'll happen at the end of their turns.
Yep.
So don't forget that.
And that is the end of my turn.
You still have. That swipe is two actions?
Swipe is two actions.
All right.
Yeah.
You take one fire damage, and I need a DC 15 flat check.
11.
That is a failure. You are still on fire. burning from the acid. You guys hear a horrible groaning, crunching, churning noise as another zombie unearths itself from below the gears on the other side of Kal-El.
Great.
Oh, boy.
Great.
It takes a bunch of damage as it claws its way through the gearworks. Then it will strike at Kal-El with a 29 to hit Kal-El.
That's a hit.
That is 12 damage, and I need a fortitude save as sulfur spills out of the open wounds on the zombie's arm.
Gross.
From crawling through the gears.
Yummy.
As these chemically infused zombies attack you.
28.
He's just fine. Great. But is on fire.
Oh, no.
And burning from the acid damage. That brings us to another zombie who's in the room with you guys already, and it will stride up to Kal-El and strike at Kal-El with a 31 to hit Kal-El.
That's a hit.
And 13 damage, and a second fortitude save is necessary as more acid slashes into Kal-El's eyes.
Not his eyes.
Yes, his eyes.
29.
29 is good. He passes his save. Is not blinded by the sulfur. That takes us to the end of that zombie's turn, and it is Kairos's turn.
That's great. I just have one question.
Yes.
Chemical Zombie 4 and Chemical Zombie 1 fall in love, would they have a chemical romance?
And it would be all yours.
Ding, 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 ding.
There we go.
Hey, be here all week, folks.
Kairos is 5 feet away. He's in the square next to the door out in the sewer tunnel still. I don't think he can see any enemies.
No. And then he is going to...
Where in the door do you want
to go? Oh, just right inside the door next to my buddy Darnayru. He's going to use Vitality Lash.
All right. Vitality Lash is actually a new ability because Kairos has been upgraded to the Pathfinder Player Core 2 rules that govern an oracle.
Yep.
Which took away all of his spells. He got to pick new ones, which he tailor-made for this encounter.
I'm basically Beyonce, so
no,
here we
go. Didn't know that this encounter was coming. But Vitality Lash, you have to tell us what it is. Nobody knows what it is.
You demolish a target's corrupted essence with energy from Creation's Forge. It's a place near El Segundo.
It's really, really a fancy way to say that, but...
Creation's Forge.
Creation's Forge.
You deal 2d6 vitality damage with a basic fortitude save. If the creature critically fails the save, it is also enfeebled 1 until the start of your next turn. But my card also says that this deals 6d6 vitality damage with a defense of a DC 26 fortitude.
That's right, because it is a cantrip and can be auto-heightened. And I'm assuming you're doing this on a bow strike, like a spell strike, or are you just shooting the zap?
I don't have to roll to do this. It's just straight up.
Then I guess I better roll a fortitude save.
You should do that.
Which one are you going to?
Chemical zombie number 4, because he's in love.
You can't see that zombie at all.
Okay, then zombie chemical zombie number 2.
Okay, that one you're able to see on the other side of Kal-El.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was the save I need to roll again?
A DC 26 fortitude.
DC 26 a fortitude save. I got a 30.
So you failed. So
I take half damage. So you just roll your damage.
I got a 23.
On 66, that's pretty good.
Yep.
And it's vitality damage, so it gets bumped up. So half 23 is 11, so 16 damage.
Right on. I used the AI for the first time, and it worked.
How about that? It's good to roll just regular dice with the AI, right? That is the end of Kairos' turn. That brings us to another zombie that makes horrifying, terrible, grinding, crunching noises as it crawls up out of the ground right around the corner from Varg, giving Varg a third enemy that he is in direct melee contact with. I'm going to roll to hit Varg. Oh, I forgot. I got to take some damage really quick. Coming up out of the gears is bad. A 26 to hit Varg.
That's a hit.
13 more damage and a fortitude save, please.
That's some damage.
Lit on fire by the acid.
35.
You're melting from the acid? I don't know. You're not blind. You are persistently on fire, which you will take at the end of your turn, as the end of that zombie's turn. And then the last thing you hear, moaning and rumbling and fumbling from the other side of the map, was hiding in a spot that you can't see.
A zombear.
A zombie. No, not a zombear. I'm sorry. But a sixth zombie takes two full movement actions to reach Kal-El, but I believe I would have to move at my full speed for one of those in order to get there, because I have a 30-foot speed, and I was 35 feet away, so using cut that in half, he could move 30 feet total with a double move.
So these are like new zombies. They're fast.
No. Yeah, they have a normal...
Like Dawn of the Dead remake.
They have a pretty good speed. They have a pretty good land speed, but all zombies have a slowed condition that's permanent, right?
Interesting.
In order to get all the way to Kal-El, though, one of those moves I would have to take at full speed, and doing that in this room does not come without risks, and so my zombie's going to have to roll an acrobatics check.
So he's juggling while he's running?
Yeah, basically. And fails his acrobatics check.
Yes.
So I'm going to have to put him back to where that move would have started.
He falls into the gears.
As he falls into the gears.
Yes!
And starts to get crunched and churned by the mashing gearworks.
Nice.
That's unfortunate.
Yes.
Takes a bunch of crunching damage and is restrained in place as the gears pinch its body and hold him firmly.
Dang.
Tries to get up, which is also a thing that it must do. I don't think that's going to happen unless I roll a natty 20. Nope. Stuck in the gears, is restrained until it can try again. That is the end of round one, and that brings us to Darnayru at the top of round two.
What Darnayru is going to do is there a draft in here? Because his hair starts to raise up as he unleashes his psyche.
Holy fart.
That's the name of the move. So I unleash my psyche at the top of my turn, and then I am going to cast Sound Burst, and it's a signature spell. I'm going to cast it at rank 5.
Okay.
So it is 5d10 damage. Go ahead.
That's a burst which centers on an intersection. Is that correct?
Yeah, and okay. So I'm putting it down low so that I can hit all three of the zombies surrounding Varg, and...
It only hits two.
It only hits two?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because of that shape.
It's actually less than half of its that zombie square is covered by that circle, which is why it's shaped that way. If you want to hit three, you got to hit Varg and Kal-El, or just Varg. Darnayru maximizing.
How much is this hit Kal-El as well?
If you center your emanation here, it will only hit Varg, and it will hit chemical zombies 2, 5, and 6.
Problem is, that's a lot of damage dice I'm rolling, and I would love not to hit my friends with that.
He does get a fortitude save, isn't that right?
Yeah, but that's not... Oh, that is your best save, right?
Varg, fortitude is my best save.
I'm going to let you decide. You want me to hit you or not?
You go for it, man. Let the tank tank.
Let the tank tank, he says. All right. Against a little bit of... Darnayru's soul, he's gonna place it and hope that Varg is feeling fortitudis today.
Come on, hit me!
Your DC is going to be 27, and I'm hitting three zombies and a Varg.
Zombie 2, pass.
I failed. I got 23. I rolled a 5!
Dang it.
Zombie 5 fails.
Ooh.
Zombie 6 fails. So pass, fail, fail.
Zombie Varg fail.
And zombie Varg.
When Varg is a zombie, it'll be great to control him on the battlefield. I'll use him way more effectively.
Okay, so you have no other options to reroll before I say damage that you're considering?
Like a hero point?
I mean, I have a hero point left, but...
It's up to you. I just want to give you a shot before I say it, because once I say it, you're not allowed to do it.
Matt Damon.
Don't do it.
With how often Varg dies... Thank you, GM Greg. With how often Varg dies, I'm going to hang on to my hero point.
That's a good point. I did 47 damage.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That is monstrous. And half of that would be 23 damage.
How dark is your psyche?
It's pretty dark.
It's super dark, bro.
Anyone who failed takes full damage and is deafened for a round.
My zombies can't hear.
Mm-hmm.
You said 40...
47 damage.
What?
I rolled 2 9s, an 8, a 7, and a 4.
Dang.
That's a dang good roll.
Yeah, it is.
It is a good roll.
The guy who succeeded just takes half damage, no hearing loss.
What?
Huh?
Okay, you guys are chewing away at some HPs, and Darnayru still has one... action.
He does have one action, and what he'd like to do...
One of these is off guard still.
Yeah, yes. Number 5? The one in the middle, I can't see his number.
Yeah.
I thought I had a one action cantrip. I don't, boo. If I only have one action left, because I can't remember the aid rules for aiding a two hit for Cairo since he's right next to me, does that take two actions?
Typically, aid does take two actions.
Okay.
But I think one action is fine.
Basically, I would want to...
How would you aid... Kairos with an attack when you're not near a zombie? Talk to me about it.
Oh, if he's using his bow, an arrow, or something.
And you're like you're going to reach over with your tail and tap the bottom of his bow to help him aim
Next time I'd steady him so he aims true.
Yeah? Okay.
That's how I do.
So you want to reach over and steady Kairos so that he aims true
for his next attack. Unless he doesn't take one, then it's a wasted
reaction. I'm gonna let you set this up. This will be a reaction if he attacks for you, and we'll deal with that if you use your reaction.
So I have to roll on that turn
you now have the aid reaction that you can take until your next turn, specifically to aid Kairos do an attack.
Okay, cool.
Yep, that is the end of your turn.
That's the end of my turn.
Okay. Zombie 5 will now go. It's still dripping from the water spout. It's been battered, beaten, and bruised a little bit, and it's going to strike at Varg probably twice. That's my guess. The first roll to hit is a 22.
Miss.
That is a miss. The second roll to hit's a 25.
That's a hit.
That's a hit. Wow, we got to do something about Varg's AC, guys. Yeah. As he takes 13 damage, I need a fortitude save. You're on fire again.
Again?
A second time. A second source of persistent fire damage affecting Varg.
26.
You're fine as the...
Huzzah!
You're barely able to dodge out of the way as some of this acid's flipping towards your eyes, but it gets all up on your backpack and stuff, and it's going to do damage at the end of your turn.
Is that the end of the zombie's turn?
That is the end of the zombie's turn.
He needs vitality damage.
Yep. Give it to me.
5.
All right. So 10 vitality damage. That zombie's barely holding together. It's the zombie that is in front of Varg and Kal-El's turn now. Zombie number 2. There's room, even though it's big, at this point feels very claustrophobic because there are 6 enemies and Shum Follow 5 and their giant cat monster.
Mm-hmm.
I'll post a nice little photo of this up to our Discord. Actually, take a little screenshot of it right now.
You can do that on a PC?
Just did. I did it quickly on a PC. Huzzah.
I don't think you can have stacking persistent damage of the same type.
Why?
Because it says you can be simultaneously affected by multiple persistent damage conditions so long as they have different damage types.
Yeah, that part.
Even though they're from different sources?
It just says different damage types.
Okay.
If you would get them from the same type, you take the higher, though. So whichever one
like
did more damage.
Like if it was 2d6 instead of 1d6 acid?
You would do all 2d6.
Both Varg and Kal-El are only affected by one source of acid damage. Thank you, GM Greg. It's the second time GM Greg has shown up in this game session, and I appreciate that.
GM just stands for Greg Master. So
Greg Master.
Greg Master.
You can still call him GM.
I like it.
I'm going to strike now. Can I take my strikes? Jeez. As this zombie punches at Varg the Large with a 21 to hit.
Miss.
And a natty 20.
No. Wow. Miss.
On the second attack. 28.
Okay.
Damage. Stop saying miss.
At the Duval School of Games, we teach you how to navigate bad rolls.
Zombie 2's turn ends. That brings us
that
to Luton.
That is a vitality roll.
Take it.
Zombie 2 as well.
Thank you for remembering.
Right.
3, 6 total.
Our 8 total.
8 total.
Extra 5 on the vitality
extra
damage.
5. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, Luton, it's your turn. Luton's still way
still
out in the hall.
Still way out in the hallway. However, Luton's going to cast off of the staff of water. Wall of Water.
All right.
Wall of Water has a range of 120 feet.
Oh, yeah. You definitely got the range.
I would like to place the wall, which will be 60 feet long, 10 feet high, right here.
I'm going to completely allow that because you can see where it would start, and you would
right
just
here.
Say in your mind, Wall of Water, go north and go south
can
as far as you can.
Can we call it Wall of Water?
You can call it whatever you want.
So any non-magical fires within the Wall of Water's area are put out instantly, counteracts any zombie death throw explosions. Don't like that, especially since they're getting chipped away out here.
That would be 4 of them now that are drenched by the aquatically themed sprite.
Yeah.
What would you like her to do with her final action?
That's 3 actions for Wall of Water.
Oh, it is. Wow. Okay. Then Kal-El takes a swipe at one of these zombies. Which one?
How about the one that's... Oh, he's not off guard anymore because... Oh, no, it's still my turn, technically.
Yeah, lasts until the end of your next turn.
Nice. He's going to reach over and slash at that.
Okay, so zombie
the
5,
yeah.
Which is off guard. Roll to hit.
I would like him to use his claws.
Yes.
Ooh, not a good roll. 21.
That is a miss. Oh, no, it's not. He's off guard.
Oh.
It's a hit. Exactly.
Oh, yes. Yay.
Because Booyaka. Of the off guard.
Booyaka.
She's like accidentally tactical.
Kal-El has Cat Strike, which is an extra 1d4 precision damage versus off-guard targets.
That is true.
So that would be...
completely unnecessary.
3d4 plus 8.
Yeah.
Okay.
As this creature has 6 hit points and will take and will die immediately from the bonus damage from slashing and minimum possible damage.
Oh, but we still want to know.
Oh, yeah.
16 total.
That's a monster strike from Kal-El. As Chemical Zombie 5 dies, and it goes to explode.
And it can't.
And it can't, because it is doused and currently swimming in a vertical column, or, you know, row of water that's right in front of Ark and Kal-El. So, excellent
nice
work.
Nice.
Zombie 5 dead.
Still in the hallway.
Yeah. Yeah. Kal-El takes 4 acid damage, and I need you to roll a flat check for him, please.
Flat check?
Yeah, just a d20.
D20.
You're trying to get a 15 or better.
18.
All right. Kal-El's silky smooth fur rejects the remaining acid, and he is no longer on fire.
He is silky smooth.
It is Varg's turn.
Okay.
Now with only 2 enemies directly in front of him, and a wall of water.
And no longer...
stretching from floor to ceiling.
Right. What's it going to take to... no? No, I'm not even going to try to go through water and over the cogs. I'm going to try to finish off zombie number 2, I believe.
Do they have to be adjacent
they
to each other?
They have to be adjacent.
Ah, that's a bummer. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Zombie 2, roll to hit.
31 to hit.
That is a hit all day.
Nice.
Slashing damage,
That is 37 damage.
Yes, it is, as dang. You lop the head clean off of this zombie.
Nice.
As it dies from Varg's mega slashing damage through the wall of water, which slashing weapons do not have a penalty to.
Ew, is his head just floating in the water?
Yeah, his head his body falls, and his head's just floating there in the wall of water and dies.
Is Varg able to reach zombie number 6?
Yes, zombie 6 is around a hard 90 corner, so it will get a bump to its armor class as you kind of backswing Kim Flunzer around and try to, through the water, and try to slice into this zombie.
Okay, I'm going to attempt a Megaton Strike.
Wow, that's two actions at his second map.
26 to hit.
26 with a plus 2 AC from attacking around the corner.
Is a miss.
Is a hit.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like how you phrased that.
Go.
At all.
I am trying to run a dramatic enterprise. So.
38 damage.
Nice.
Holy smokes. That's 43 damage to that zombie, which was one of the few that crawled its way up out of the gearworks, has taken a beating from the Shumfollow 5. Varg takes 4 burning damage. I need a flat check from him, please.
Natty 20.
Natty 20. No longer covered in acid.
He just burns his head in the wall of water.
That's great.
Oh, I got zombie juice on me. Ew. Delicious.
Oh, gross.
Speaking of zombie juice, it's zombie number 4's turn, who's going to strike at Kal-El at 25 to hit.
That's a...
isn't that a miss?
That's a miss.
Yeah.
Nice.
Dang it. AC 26.
Hey, it's a dramatic enterprise.
It is. My next strike against Kal-El is a critical fail as I waste my turn with zombie 4 completely. It is zombie 1's turn. Same thing. Striking at Kal-El, only this time with a minus because he's striking with a bludgeoning weapon while underwater, out of a wall of water. So I will have a minus 2 to this attack, 18 on the first roll, and natty 1 on the second roll.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, zombies! Come on, some zombie! Man. That brings us to Kairos Duvalo.
So do these, dare I say, gentlemen, have resistances to vitality?
No.
Okay, I knew that.
They're just not particularly weak. Well, no, they are weak to it. They're actually weak to it.
They're weak to it.
Slashing and vitality.
They're not resistant to
Resistant to any form of damage that you guys can recall.
Okay, excellent. So
earlier today.
Yeah, I think I knew that.
An hour ago.
I'm going to do... yeah, it's
no, it's good. It was like literally 8 weeks ago for us.
I'm going to stay where I am. I'm going to attack Chemical Zombie 1 with Disrupt Undead.
All right. Ooh. I will be getting... you are shooting an arrow into a wall of water in order to do this.
Is it an arrow? I'm just doing it.
Or are you just doing a spell? Oh, just disrupt undead?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me about disrupt undead, another new spell for Kairos.
Yeah, well, you lance the target with energy. You deal 1d6 positive damage plus your spellcasting ability modifier. The target must attempt a basic fortitude save. If the creature critically fails the save, it is also enfeebled 1 for 1 round.
What is the DC?
26.
I pass my fortitude save.
That's dumb.
I pass my fortitude save.
So I shouldn't roll then?
No, I still take half damage.
Okay, let's see what happens.
And that's boosted, right? Because that's a cantrip?
Yeah, so we're looking at 6d6.
All right, I dig it.
Don't know what that is. 24 total.
24, so I'll take 12 vitality damage, which is a little bit extra spicy on these zombies.
And then I'm going to concentrate. Yeah, and then that's my turn.
You don't have to concentrate.
Why not?
Because you haven't spell struck.
That's correct.
So
didn't
confusing.
Greg have a reaction?
Only if he shot his bow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay.
And I didn't shoot my bow.
I'm glad that you remember that.
Yeah, because I didn't. So
you have a very...
I'm going to cast shield as my last
memory.
Oh, okay. Well, so you raise up a magical shield.
Points to you for being heroic.
All right.
Shield.
You may now use the shield block reaction, which would put that magical shield in the way of harm should it come to you. That is the end of Kairos' turn. I know it's always hard when I have one action left. What do I do?
You know what I'm saying? But I love the game economy. Best ever.
The best.
Chemical Zombie 6 is going to step over the body of its fallen compatriot as that body gets chewed up and mangled down into the gears below in order to get around the corner and not be penalized for its attack. But that's not a 5-foot safe guarded step. What's it called? A step.
Step.
That's it's a not, stride.
It is. So I can do reactive strike on
yes,
this?
Yes, you can.
Fool.
And it is a foolish zombie, so it would
what a
do
dummy.
That very thing.
What a dummy. 22 to hit.
That is a miss.
Okay. Unfortunate.
And it will now take a strike at Varg with its... last action of the round.
Unfortunate.
Natty 20. Again, on Varg. 22 damage. And I need a fortitude save.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
Down to 8 hit points. 36 on my fortitude save.
You are fine and unblind. It is Chemical Zombie 3's turn that was caught in the mangler. Two attempts to get up. Second one, critical success. It is able to stand up, but that is the end of its turn. And that brings us to the end of round 2.
What does Zombie 3 look like now?
Oh, it's chewed up. It's yeah. pretty. It's looking
it still
rough.
Has its legs?
Yeah.
Okay.
It still has its legs, but they're like stripped down pretty.
Is his guts like trailing behind them and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sulfur, it's all pouring out of them. And
gross.
It's all, they're like chemically infused and disgusting. But that's what happens, and it is the top of round 3. We will kick this off with Darnayru.
Darnayru is going to... That was Chemical Zombie 3 that just stepped in front of Varg?
It was Chemical Zombie 6 that stepped in front of Varg. 3 is the one that's around the corner.
I would like to, since my psyche's still unleashed, shoot a phase bolt at him.
All right. Zombie 6 catching some bolts.
Really hope. And it also takes a... If it's getting any cover, circumstance cover, it takes -2 to that.
Okay. So it does not get any circumstance cover.
Yeah.
Basically. Which I was going to give it 1 for shooting through Varg, but I guess I don't get to.
And I rolled a natty 15. I think I'm going to hit with it. Natty 15 plus 17 is 32.
That is a hit.
That's almost a crit.
Almost a crit.
Oh, man. Okay. So I hit with it.
If you would have like tried to intimidate it first, no. There's not really a way to make them
so,
off guard. Unless you're losing.
Because my psyche is unleashed, this is 7d4 plus 10.
Wow.
But it's piercing. Wow. And I think he's still in the water, so that might diminish.
No, piercing
that.
Can go through the water.
Oh, that's right.
Without the problem, but you don't. It is piercing, so they're just normal damage.
Okay, let's hope it's good damage.
It's going to be great because he's got 11 hit points.
27.
Hey,
all right.
Very nice.
Another zombie falls at the hands of the Shumfallow 5. This one also wet, and will just drop to the ground in a heap of what happens when you psi attack a zombie with your phase bolt.
Well, it's like a force.
It's like a force.
It's force
thing,
damage.
Right?
So
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
their brain
I think
explodes.
It like. Well, it's like, and then it starts oozing into the water and just kind of dissipates.
I always think Needler from Halo.
Oh yeah,
even
oh,
that's way physical, but yeah. Like that's kind of what a psi bolt would look like, right?
And awesome.
And it's so it hits him because it goes. And it, yeah, explodes.
For my last action, I'd like to do calculate threats.
And for my last action.
My last action. Calculate threats. It gives me a +2 circumstance bonus to AC and reflex saves until the start of my next turn.
Wow.
But now my psyche has now chilled out and
so
I'm stupefied.
Or stupefied. That's right. Okay, great turn by Darnayru. There's three zombies left, Luton, and you're up.
I understood that reference, by the way.
Yeah.
What?
You're the needler.
You're a nerd.
Yeah. I'll try to use more references that you get.
That's okay.
When I start talking about Vicky from Orange County, Brittany will know exactly what I'm talking about.
No, but you guys talk about video games, and sometimes...
Yeah. We're going to talk about Real Housewives.
I get excited when I understand which one you're talking about. Okay, anyway. Three zombies left.
Speaking of video games that everybody knows about, Mark Meer liked another one of my tweets. I'm just saying.
What?
Who's Mark Meer?
Mark Meer.
The voice of Commander Shepard.
Aww.
The man who we named our cat after.
Yeah.
It was cool.
That's rad.
I'm the coolest person you know.
Wow.
Ben Affleck.
You're up here.
Dig it.
Dang.
Get wrecked, Affleck.
Okay, I think it's enough time...
Hanging out in the hall.
Yeah. I think it's time to come inside. So Luton is going to move into the room. She has a 20-foot fly speed. I think I will move to... Can I be in the bottom corner of that square?
Yes, you can. That is a 20-foot move. That square is the square that Kairos is standing in, which is the doorway square. Luton is now fully in the Gearworks room.
Squeezed can see in everybody. Between Darnayru and Kairos.
Yeah. Remember, folks, she's 18 inches tall.
Yeah.
That's like the height of the trash can under your desk at work.
Or a ruler and a half.
Yeah, a ruler and a half.
Most people know what that looks like. More than a garbage can under someone's desk.
I don't know. Everybody knows what the garbage can under the desk looks like.
Mine was literal trash can shaped. It was cool.
And I'm going to cast 4th level heal spell on Varg.
Yay, please. Thank you.
Okay.
Healing, please.
We're just a little close to dead for me.
So that's 48 plus 34 from Luton?
36.
36?
Oh,
30. Does that stack?
I don't know. I honestly have no idea where her bonus healing
now.
Is getting.
I don't know why.
She's getting like an extra one from some source somewhere. We're investigating it.
It's from her heart. So don't question it.
Editor's note, it comes from Sorceress Potency, a new feature granted by the upgrades from Player Core 2.
This will have to be the 2 action because right. I'm not touching Varg, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that increases it by another 8, or that's already included?
That's already
okay.
included.
So 48 plus 36.
36.
I wouldn't touch Varg either.
Stinky
yeah,
boy.
He's probably pretty gross. Okay.
55 points to Varg, please.
Energy.
Wow. Gracias.
Wow. Okay, that's the end of Luton's standard turns. It's Kal-El's turn, who...
Would attack.
Probably zombie number 1 in the water here.
Yes.
Roll to hit.
He's already attacked Kal-El.
That's correct. Comeuppance is what we...
Ooh.
Somebody sounds angry.
Let's see. 24?
24 is a hit.
Oh,
nice.
Okay,
nice.
2d4. 10 total.
All right. 15 more damage to that zombie.
Woo!
And that brings us to Varg Kinbiter.
Oh, yeah. Varg is out of range of everyone, and that wall of water is still there?
That wall of water is still there. It goes across the map over the top of all the dead zombies.
On purpose.
What would it take for Varg to get over to zombie number 3?
It would take 1 action to move at half speed.
I would make it there with 1 action at half speed?
Wouldn't it take him 40 feet?
It's a 15-foot move to get to zombie 3. From where Varg is.
Okay,
so that would be a 30 foot.
So I can do that.
Because you're moving at half speed.
That is what Varg will do.
So the question is, do you remain in the wall of water or do you exit the wall of water?
Exit.
5, 10, 15. You happy with that, Greg?
Times 2 to 30. Yep.
Yep.
I'm very happy with that.
I didn't ask you.
I'm just sharing.
So Varg moves into melee combat with Chemical Zombie 3 that's standing there looking rather confused and mangled.
And then does a megaton strike with his last 2 actions. I'm going to use my hero point.
Oh, what'd you get?
Whoa.
Tell Gil.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. Tell Gil what you got.
I rolled a natty 1, okay?
Okay, critical failure.
Wow. Can you enunciate anymore?
37 to
That's
hit.
A critical success.
Yeah.
Oh critical success.
Ease off on your plosives.
Get wrecked with 60 damage.
Oh, my gosh. 65. With the extra bonus from slashing. Ouch.
Dang.
That wasn't fun. Okay. that is the end of Varg's turn. The zombie up in the corner of this room that crawled up out of the gears and has been attacking Kal-El kind of in the side there, around the corner from Luton, Kairos, and Darnayru, is going to take two swings at poor Kal-El, who's been tanking the crap out of these zombies. It's amazing that he isn't down farther than he is. First roll to hit is a 19 on the die for a 36.
That's a critical success.
22 damage, and I need a fortitude save.
Fortitude save.
Yes, please, Kal-El.
He's on fire!
Not the good kind of fire.
24.
A 24. He's okay. He's right. Not blind. Ooh. By the sulfur nice. Splashing off of the body of this zombie. Second strike comes in, only a 19 to hit. That is a miss. That is the end of its turn. That brings us to Zombie 1, which is in the corner there, also right next to Kal-El. Same thing as last round. Kal-El's got four strikes coming at him from zombies. First strike, 21 to hit. That's a big old miss. Second strike is a 28 to hit.
That's a hit.
For 13 damage.
Okay.
Kal-El. How buff is Kal-El?
He's so buff. Fortitude save?
Yes, I do need another fortitude save. Thank you.
20?
20 is a failure.
Ugh.
Kal-El is blind for one round.
Okay.
As the acid gets in his eyes. Poor kid eyes.
Not Makiki's eyes.
Kairos, it is your turn to wrap up round three.
All right, let's be smart here. I'm going to use Spell Strike, and I'm going to use Vitality Lash.
Can't.
I can't use Vitality Lash.
You have to use a spell that requires a spell attack roll on a spell strike.
Oh, that makes sense. Well, I don't have any of those that do these kind of damage.
Yes,
so,
you do. Divine Lance.
No, I don't want to use that one.
Okay.
I'm kidding. But it doesn't have enough punch. All right, here we
really?
Go.
Really? You're putting like a lightning bolt of holy energy on your arrow?
64 spirit damage. Here we go. 30.
30 yeah. is a hit.
Sweet. So this is 2d8 plus 2 plus 1d6, right?
Yeah, well, you put a shock rune on your bow. That's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yes. And this was on which zombie? One?
One.
Yeah, good choice.
Okay, so the bow damage is 13.
That's with the d6, right?
That's with the d6.
13 damage. Outstanding.
And then Divine Lance, 16.
So 21.
Nice.
With a cantrip, my guy over here did 34 damage.
Yeah, man.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Lance is divine.
Indeed. You have one action left, sir.
Concentrate.
All right. Kairos goes into Arcane Cascade, and it is Zombie 3's turn. Gets to duke it out with Varg. Roll to hit. The first roll is a 28 to hit.
That's a hit.
You keep getting hit, dude.
I know. Varg is the punching bag. So.
And that would be 7 damage, minimum damage.
Loser.
Yep. Second strike, 30 to hit.
I take it back.
Smart. 9 damage. I'm going to need 2 fortitude saves.
2 fortitude saves?
Yeah, 1 for each strike that hit you.
Okay. First is a 36.
That's a critical success. You're unaffected.
Second is a 22.
That is a pass. You are unaffected.
Woohoo!
That wasn't a natty one, was it, by any
chance? No.
That was a fortitude bonus. That was real high.
Yeah, that was a 4 on the die.
Okay, that is the end of my turn. That is the end of round 3. You guys are almost done. Do you want to keep going, go a little long on this and finish this combat?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need to roll vitality damage. On
vitality damage on chemical level of the wound.
Come on, 20.
With my critical strike, do I roll 2d6?
Yes.
On his vitality?
That is correct.
8.
Wow, 13 vitality damage. Ouch. I rolled a 16 to stop being vitalized, I guess. And so that's... I am no longer vitalized. Thank you for remembering.
Yep.
You also take 5 damage.
Okay.
Because I also remembered things. And roll a DC 15 flat check.
Ooh, 12.
You are still on fire. We kick things off at the top of round 4 with Darnayru. We're going long, Thunder Buddies.
Going to the longhouse.
Find out
don't
what it's going to take.
Don't
for the
you dare Shum change Follow that 5. Dial.
Yeah.
Because all phones have dials.
Don't skip. skip to the end and listen to your next favorite podcast.
Next week's episode.
If you're binging, do that. But wait until we're done here. All right, that's enough.
Okay, I'm casting Phase Bolt again because it's been working.
It has.
But I'm stupefied, so I have one less to hit. So we're going to see how it goes.
Idiot. Dang, ooh, son.
Yep, I rolled bad 20.
20's a miss.
Okay, so that is two of my actions. What I'd like to do for my third action is actually walk into the wall of water. So 10, 20, 30, which is a 30-foot step. Wait, 10, 20, and then
15, 30 feet.
But I'd like to go one step to the left of that, which would still be 30
feet. 10, yep.
And that will be my turn. And because I'm wearing the eel skin armor, I can breathe in water.
That's true.
Isn't that amazing?
And that was a half-speed movement, correct?
That was, yeah, I have 30 feet of movement.
Yep, you're good.
So that's my whole turn.
That is a great turn. That brings us to Luton.
Luton would like to use one charge off her staff to cast Hydraulic Push.
Oh, okay. On Zombie 4?
Zombie.
Yes, Zombie 4, which is
Zombie 4.
Has not been doused with the liquids.
Okay, so this is a roll to hit. The top of the map on this is plus 17.
That's a pretty good.
Ow. No!
Your face says it all.
I don't want to use my hero point for this.
What'd you roll?
A 5.
Oh.
So 22.
Yeah, that is a miss.
That's
by
a
one.
Miss.
Man.
Dang. I needed to push him back, and I needed him to be wet. Neither one of those things is going to happen. That was two
actions. No one likes a dry zombie.
Right.
Especially not a dry exploding zombie.
Right. We've got another round with two zombies that are probably going to attack my cat.
We sure do.
I would like to use my last turn to cast Protect Companion.
All right. You may also heal Companion for one action, because you are next to Kal-El.
Oh, I'm next to Kal-El.
It's your choice, either one. Protect Companion would split the damage between you and him that he's about to take. Heal Companion would give him 5d8 health.
All right, let's heal him.
All right.
That makes more sense.
Man, it's 5d8?
5d8.
That's amazing.
Heal Companion. It's a druid, like, focus spell.
That's funny. She doesn't look druish.
Druish?
Mel Brooks, baby.
Man, you guys are deep on the references today. Did you get that one? Yeah, you did. Just say you did.
It's Spaceballs.
Come on.
That's funny.
I don't watch comedy. I don't watch comedy movies.
Shut your mouth.
I like remember the line now that you said it, but yeah.
I'm refined. I don't have time for that.
Okay. I didn't roll very well, so he only gets 17.
Okay.
Oh, man, that's rough.
Yeah.
Wow. Better than a poke in the eye for old Kal-El. That might be what keeps him alive.
Plus 17.
Especially when Zombie 4 explodes when you guys kill it.
Let's save that one for last, guys.
Yeah.
Leave that one for me.
All right. Please. It is Kal-El's turn. He's been scratching away at Zombie 1. I'm assuming he would like to do that with his bonus action.
Yes.
Okay. Then scratch away he does. Roll to hit.
Is he blind?
He's blind. Does that make a difference?
It just means that he has to roll a DC 11 flat check in order to succeed.
Ooh, 19 on the die.
Critical hit.
Booyah.
Now all you need to do is roll an 11 or better on a d20.
Let's go.
As blind Kal-El swipes out. He knows where the enemy is. He can smell him. He has an imprecise sense. 13. Right? So he swipes out in the dark. What did you get?
5.
That is a miss. A critical hit.
Hero point?
Turned into a miss.
That sucks.
And that is
my turn.
That is the end of your turn. That brings us to Varg Kinbiter.
I want to try to can I shove the zombie into the water?
You can.
Before I strike it.
You can do this activity known as shove. It is a maneuver in combat. It is an attack action.
It is an attack action, okay.
The requirements say you have at least one hand free, and thankfully two-handed weapons can be carried in one hand.
Mm-hmm.
So this is doable. It wouldn't be if you had like a sword and a shield or two weapons, but you have a two-handed weapon.
Does it require an action to take a hand off of Kinflincer?
No.
Okay.
You must attempt an athletics check against the target's of fortitude DC in order to pull this off. And with a success, you will push your target away from you 5 feet. You can then stride after it, but you must move the same distance and in the same direction.
Athletics.
So you would push it away from you, not into the wall of water, because you are parallel to that.
You have to take
I'm going to have to use an action to step to the south
of
it.
Well, it'd be a stride, because it's difficult terrain.
That
is
correct.
Still one action.
Yes.
Okay. I just don't want to die from the explosion.
Makes sense.
If I kill it.
I don't want you to die from it either.
I think this is tactically sound.
Okay. So Varg moves, rolling athletics, 28 total.
28 total against the chemical zombie's fortitude DC, which is 10 plus their fortitude modifier. is a success.
Yeah. Yeah.
As you shove the zombie into the water, you may follow it with your shove, if you would like.
Yes,
without costing an action.
Yes, I will.
So you've spent two actions to move around to the side of the zombie, shove it into the water, dousing it completely, and you still have an action left?
And I'm going to attack it.
Yes.
Who are you?
This is the perfect turn.
That's great.
No, because I only rolled a 3. It's only 21 to hit.
And that's on your second attack modifier? So it's even lower than that.
Oh, it's even lower than that. Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
I mean, no thank you, but...
That is a miss, but the tactical decision has been made to douse the zombie. It is time for some zombie striking, as zombie 4 in the corner there that has not been doused yet
zombie
strikes
punch.
Against Kal-El.
Zombie kick!
And zombie kicks with a 30.
That's a hit.
That is 11 damage, and I need a fortitude save.
17...
He's
plus
fine.
16.
Yep.
Fine.
Second strike against Kal-El is a 21 to hit, which is a miss.
Yeah.
That is the end of its turn. It is Zombie 1's turn. Two strikes against Kal-El. The only target that both of these zombies have is Kal-El.
That's what he's there for.
He's there for and really good.
He's doing his job.
He's doing a great job.
All right. The first strike is a 29 to hit.
That's a hit.
10 damage.
10 damage.
And I need a fortitude save.
5 on the die, so 22.
He's okay.
All right.
Ooh, wow.
DC 22.
Wow.
On that fortitude save, you hit it exactly. The second strike comes in at 23.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is a miss. All right. Kal-El, not a shield to his name, survives another turn.
Just sheer bulk.
That brings us to Kairos Duvalo.
All right. So I'm going to, I think I got a good thing going here with my... Divine Lance. So I'm going to go at that again.
Okay.
Yeah, because I concentrated last time.
You did.
So I'm ready. I'm ready.
Spell strike. Very complex.
Super hard.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a total of 30.
That's definitely a hit.
And then we're going to roll that damage.
Sound is pretty gross.
It's going to be a 19 for my arrow damage.
Yep.
And then let's look at what happens when we do 64. 19.
Okay. So 24 more damage. As that zombie is being peppered with magical arrows from the magically gifted Kairos Duvalo.
How is he still alive?
Still kicking.
Oh, and
swimming.
Man.
What would you like to do with your last action?
I think I'm going to concentrate.
Great choice. That brings us to my last zombie and the last actor of this round with a 26 to hit against Varg.
That's a hit.
That is 17 damage and I need a fortitude save.
Okay. 31 for the fortitude save.
You're fine. I forgot to make you take persistent damage at the end of your turn. You're not blind, but you take 5 more fire damage, and I need you to roll that flat check to see if you're still on fire.
I am still on fire.
Oh my gosh.
All right. My second strike with Zombie 3 is a miss. That is the end of the round.
Was Zombie 3 unvitality-dized?
What?
Unvitality-dized.
Yeah.
Can
you hear?
It's English, I think.
Didn't you unvitality something?
Yeah, sure.
Earlier you were talking about unvitality.
I did.
Someone.
I'm no longer vitality Zed.
Okay. Just making sure.
This word gets worse every time.
Vitalized it?
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
You said it.
It's round 5. Go, Darnayri. Okay. Take your turn.
First action is to move the full 30 feet.
Okay. 5, 10, 15. Darnayri deftly maneuvering.
And now I am Kitty Corner to Chemical Zombie 1.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Kal-El. He said the thing. He said the
Kitty
thing.
Kitty Corner.
I didn't even think that.
It's two kitties.
Yeah.
They've got a zombie pinched in between them. What's going to happen? I think it's a death.
It's definitely Flisser time. I'm going to do Twin Feint. 26. That's a hit, right?
That is a hit.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So first one, 26 is a hit against an off target or an off guard creature. 22.
Sure.
16 plus 6 is 22. Math. I'm not great at math.
Okay.
Yeah. And then 1d6.
I'm going to stop you right there. Describe your kill.
Yeah. Slicing through the water as best he can. It just goes into like a disgusting chemical mix of water and mess.
Yeah, this water's getting pretty funky.
Gross.
It's cloudy now.
It's cloudy. Yeah.
Okay. I did Twin Feint, so I committed to that.
There you go.
And my turn is over.
That
and
is
I'm
the
no
end.
Longer stupefied.
Okay. A banner turn for Darnayri. That brings us to the anxious, powerful Luton.
How many hit points does Varg have?
He's at 6.
Six.
Oh, man.
Kal-El's at 17. This zombie has not been doused. It's also got most of its hit points because it has not been attacked.
Yeah. The first thing I want to do is get it wet. Let's try Geyser.
Okay. That sounds effective.
In the text of Geyser, it doesn't say anything about water quenching any magical fires. Does that matter?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
These things, once they get covered in water, they go inert.
Okay. So this spell has a range of 500 feet.
Holy crap. It was like a sniper.
500 feet?
My gosh.
Well, you're only 10 feet away, so you got it covered.
So Geyser is fun. A powerful geyser blasts up from the ground, potentially pushing creatures on top of it into the air. The bottom of the spell's area must be on solid ground.
Check.
Which, yeah. Each creature in the area takes 3d6 bludgeoning damage and 4d6 fire damage with a reflex save. A creature pushed into the air by the geyser can't be pushed beyond the top of the geyser. After being pushed into the air, a creature falls unless it's flying or has some other means of staying aloft, taking falling damage, normally equal to half the distance it fell. It's a 50-foot tall cylinder of water, 10-foot radius, and you have to roll reflex save.
10-foot radius. You can put it in the back corner of the room there. It would only hit the chemical zombie, and that's okay.
Great. Let's do that.
I must make a reflex save. My worst save, natty 20.
Gross.
Gosh. Okay.
Maybe it's the turning gears. Maybe it's this zombie was an athlete.
So what's your total?
0 damage, because it's a basic reflex save. I am completely unaffected by the spell.
Duh. But is he wet?
He is wet.
That's good.
Because
on success, you take half damage.
Critical success.
You got a critical?
Yeah.
Oh.
Creature is unaffected.
Quarter damage?
Nope.
Okay.
So it is wet because it got, I mean, everybody in the room is wet.
I'll take it. He's wet. He's not going to explode.
And that was 2 actions.
That was 2 actions.
What would you like to do with your 3rd action?
I think I need to heal somebody.
The only person you can heal with 1 action is Kairos or Kal-El.
And I'm doing great.
All right. Let's heal Kal-El. Heal companion.
That would be a 2nd focus spell, keeping track, because you only get a certain number of those per combat, but 5d8 for Kal-El.
Okay. 17.
Okay. That brings us to Kal-El's bonus action. Swipey?
Yeah.
Swiper's going to swipe. No one watches Dora. Okay.
No, I'm 44 years old. I'm not going to watch Dora this week.
Claw. 24.
That is a hit.
Yeah.
However, the rest of the text for Geyser says that it leaves behind a mist, concealing all inside. Ooh. I need a DC 5 flat check to see if this hit succeeds.
Oh, you got this.
Am I stealing a 2nd one with fate?
You got this.
I roll a D20 and it has to be over 5.
5 and up.
10.
All right. Kal-El's hit is successful. Roll some slashy damage.
How do we buff up his claw attack?
I don't know.
Can I put a rune on him?
Things that are weak to slash. You can actually put a rune on him. Like a natural, on a natural attack. It's like a... could get like a necklace.
You could put hand wraps.
Just sharpen his claws.
Yeah. 13 slashing.
18 nice. Damage from the bonus damage there.
Sharpen his claws.
Yeah.
Give him some acrylics.
Or those hair things you put on your fingernails and they have like the metal hooks.
That is the end of Luton's turn. It is Varg's turn.
Varg is going to kill Zombie 3.
We'll see.
First with a Megaton Strike.
Okay.
Get ready to die.
I'm ready.
Mr. Zombie Man, that is, you're not going to die from that. Okay, I'm going to do a regular strike.
What happened?
I rolled a 20.
Okay. Thank you.
Second attack, 20.
You don't get to do that.
Second attack, 29.
That's a hit.
All right.
Hey.
33 damage.
Jordan's world.
33 damage.
We just live in it. 33.
Describe your kill.
Yeah!
That's what we wanted to hear.
He splits the body in half, and then both bodies float down the wall of water and land at Durnair's feet.
Hello.
Like a river?
Yeah.
How did this get here?
What is happening down there?
I saved some for you!
Thanks, Varg. That's the end of your turn.
Do I need to roll anything?
You do, as I fire. And I do have to give you 2 more fire damage.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. The last of his HP. I might kill him on the next turn.
Roll better.
I can't do it. I rolled a 4 again.
Ah, he burns. He continues to burn.
He burns.
How? You have not rolled a single success.
I did roll 1.
Oh, 1.
Okay. 1.
Chemical I've zombie.
Killed, three zombies, I think. At least two.
He's definitely doing his part.
Yeah. Three.
Yeah. I'm at least doing two. My part.
That Starship Troopers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two strikes from Zombie 4 against Kal-El. A miss, followed by a miss.
Yeah. Woo!
Miss two, the re-missening. That is the end of Zombie's turn. We're going to finish off round five with Kairos DiVallo.
LeBron James. So I'm going to move him down here up against the wall.
Kairos, LeBron James, DiVallo.
Boom. All right. Up against that wall.
Stride.
That's a stride. That's a one move action.
Yes, sir.
I'm already in concentrate mode.
You're good to go.
So we're going
to
do the same thing we've been doing on Chemical Zombie number four. First, we're going to roll the hit.
Kybron DeJamo.
Ooh, we're going to use a hero point.
Oh,
wow. I rolled a five, and I don't want to roll a five.
What's your total?
My total would have been 19.
Oh, okay. Fair.
I don't like... And it got worse. So my total is 18.
Oh.
And
what'd you just roll?
18.
On the die, what'd you just roll?
Three.
Okay.
So 19.
He rolled a 21 last time.
Yep, that's a miss.
Yeah, yeah. Still okay. A miss, it's but just, he's just doing his math.
Hey, Matt, sorry,
I don't know what you're reading.
You know, we got calculators over here.
Right here.
Not your perception.
That is the end of your turn.
Dang.
That is the end of round five, and I can't take it anymore, Thunder Buddies. I'm sorry, but we've gone on long enough.
Aww. Aww, we tried.
We're going to start next week with round six with Darn Iru.
This is so sad.
And one zombie with a little bit of hip weight.
I blame Jordan.
Come back tomorrow, next week, whatever it is you're going to listen.
Right now.
Come back right now.
Yeah.
Will the Shum Follow Five survive?
Probably. They're doing Bart might die from being, you know, covered in acid.
Yeah.
But we'll see if he has the gumption to figure this out.
Will Jordan roll higher than a four?
No.
Find out next week.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.